Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Teresa, I'm really frustrated because today I realized we missed Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
I was following this liturgical calendar that had skipped her. Guess where that liturgical calendar went? Right in the trash. But we can't skip Mother Teresa. She's too important. In fact, I had the great opportunity and gift to be at her canonization. What a beautiful event. So today, we're going to meditate on Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was born in Albania in 1910, and she entered the Sisters of Loreto religious order in 1928. She served in Bengal, India, as a teacher for girls from wealthy families. However, in 1942, she made a vow to give to God anything he may ask and not to refuse him anything. On Tuesday, September 10th, 1946, on a train bound for Darjeeling, she had a mystical encounter with Christ. She saw a big crowd of people who cried out to her, "Come, come, save us, bring Jesus to us." And then she heard the voice of Jesus pleading with her, "Come, come, carry me into the holes of the poor. Come, be my light." This double invitation from the crowd of poor and from Jesus echoed throughout her life. At first, she hesitated because she had a stable, safe, and comfortable life. However, again, Jesus spoke to her with words that cut to her heart. He said to her, "You have come to India for me. The thirst you had for souls brought you so far. Are you afraid to take one more step for your spouse, for me, for souls? Is your generosity grown cold? Am I a second to you? You did not die for souls. That is why you don't care what happens to them. Your heart was never drowned in sorrow as it was my mother's. We both gave our all for souls. And you? You are afraid that you will lose who you were and that you will be wanting in perseverance. No. Your vocation is to love and suffer and save souls, and by taking this step, you will fulfill my heart's desire for you. That is your vocation." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
About that same time, Mother Teresa read a biography of Saint Francis Cabrini, who left her home in Italy to be a missionary in America in 1889. And reflecting on her life, Mother Teresa wrote, "Mother Cabrini did not wait for souls to come to her. She went to them with zealous workers. Why can't I do the same for Jesus here in India?" Yet Mother Teresa did not feel capable. But in reply, Jesus said to her, "You are, I know, the most incapable person, weak and sinful. But just because you are that, I want to use you for my glory. Wilt thou refuse?" So in 1948, she left the comfort and security of her convent, walking through the gates with 5 rupees, about the equivalent of 5 pennies, to go out into the dark holes of the slums of India to bring the light of Jesus to them, to these souls steeped in the darkness of sin, abandoned by any help in the world. And from that day forward, her aim was to bring souls to God and God to souls. In 1950, 12 women joined her, and the Missionaries of Charity began. She writes, "The aim of the Missionaries of Charity is to satiate the thirst of Jesus on the cross for love of souls." And today, the Missionaries of Charity number more than 5,000 members in 766 homes, serving the poor in 139 countries. And like Mother Cabrini before her, Mother Teresa was adamant, "We will not wait for souls to come to us. We will go in search of them." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Mother Teresa knew that she and those who joined her were totally incapable to bring the light of Jesus to those in darkness. That only Jesus himself could do this, but that he wanted to do it through them if they would open up, receive his life, and let him work through them. And this act of opening up and receiving God is called prayer. So the priority in the life of Mother Teresa and all the missionaries of charity, in fact, the only way they could be missionaries is if they were first committed to a deep life of prayer, meditation, the rosary, and especially Eucharistic adoration. Mother Teresa was convinced that the work of comforting those in the greatest need would be impossible without the continual grace of Jesus they received every day in the Eucharist. Jesus would have to do everything, she would say. We have just to follow. So no matter how busy they were or how great a need they faced, Mother Teresa relied not on herself but on Jesus by daily meditation, by daily Mass, by the Rosary, by Eucharistic adoration. And on days in which she had too much to do, she would spend 2 hours with Jesus in adoration, confident that while things might be humanly impossible for her, nothing was impossible for God. Mother Teresa was also consecrated to Mary and devoted to the Rosary. And the rule of the missionaries of charity was never to go to the slums without first praying the rosary. Mother Teresa would say, "Cling to the rosary, for without Our Lady we cannot stand." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Mother Teresa spoke of three types of poverty: material, social, and spiritual. She would say, Calcutta is everywhere, and the greatest, most serious form of poverty is spiritual. To live without food, water, shelter, or health care, that's bad. But to live a life without God is far worse, because physical poverty will end, but spiritual poverty, to live without God, well, that can go on forever. Now, our mission with this Rosary podcast and all that we do through our organization, the Holy Family School of Faith, is to eradicate spiritual poverty by leading people to friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. And there are three essential ingredients to achieve this mission. First, prayer. Daily meditation on the Word of God, which Our Lady has asked us to do in the Rosary. And secondly, we know that solitary embers grow cold. So if you don't want your faith to burn out, and if you want your family and friends to have a burning faith, then we need each other. Everyone needs a small group of family or friends with whom we share life and faith regularly. And Our Lady wants us to share life together and pray the Rosary together. And finally, the third ingredient, conversion and transformation only happens if it gets down to the personal level. So we need personal investment one-on-one. We need someone investing in us, and we need to invest in others one-on-one. Can you hear those around you? Come, come save us. Bring us to Jesus. And can you hear Jesus? Wilt thou refuse? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, you might be thinking, I'm no Mother Teresa. I just want to help my family and friends to heaven. Well, that's precisely our call. In fact, Our Lady said, if you want to do something, do it in your family and with your friends. And before you try to change the big world, begin with the little world God has entrusted to you. So, who are the people God has placed in your life? Who are the people God expects you to care for spiritually? Spouse, kids, grandkids, friends? So what's our first step? Certainly the commitment to prayer. But then we have to take inspiration from Mother Teresa when she said, we will not wait for souls to come to us. We will go and search for them. So we need to make the commitment to invite the people in our life to get together regularly, habitually, to share life and pray together. Invite your family or friends for a meal or drinks or dessert or go to a park. I don't really care what you do, but do something good together and talk and delight in one another. But don't watch screens. That's not spending time together. Stop kidding yourself. And then, if they're open to it, invite them to pray the rosary with you. But if they're not open, don't nag. Just continue to know, understand, love, and care for them. But then you must take the final step to talk with each of them one-on-one. Why? Because one-on-one is where we really get to know, understand, love, and care for them. And it's really the only place that we can challenge them and hold them accountable. That's hard to do in a small group. Ultimately, Our Lady wants her children to live a simple way of life, friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Can you hear Jesus calling you? Come, come, carry me into the holes of the poor. Come be my light. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I think that we are in danger of forgetting just how important and what a tremendous example both Mother Teresa and John Paul II were.
Yeah, especially for this era.
Yeah, because I grew up with Mother Teresa and John Paul were so in our lives.
Yeah, not just Catholic lives. They were just world leaders. They were just figures. They were world leaders in the sense of setting the tone for the culture.
I would say they were accepted by everybody to a certain degree, the moral leaders of the world.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa and John Paul.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, talking about Mother Teresa reminds me of a time when I was younger and I was playing music at School of Rock. And it's a very secular culture over there. It's a very punk, very grounded in 80s rock and that sort of thing. So it's not very religious.
Hey, wait, what's wrong with 80s rock?
Nothing at all. I was there for a reason. But I remember one of my teachers, I did something, I can't remember what, but say like I helped out another kid and they're like, oh, I get it, Mother Teresa. And then this teacher came up after him and was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to like offend you, because everyone was so not religious.
Yeah.
But like, it was just this funny, to me, I'm like, well, I'm Catholic. That's like the greatest compliment I could get. But she's just, I forgot that she's not, for us, she's a saint. But for the rest of the world, she was just this icon of morality. Because he was like, oh, you're being so good, I get it. And it's like, it's incredible to have figures like that where...
It is, but I
they embody it.
I dare say that... anyone under probably 40 probably can't tell you much about Mother Teresa or John Paul.
Yeah, that's true. But I do think there's a beauty in the parallel here with hearing that Mother Teresa was so inspired by Francis Cabrini. And that's sort of the same gap between those two and us now. And it's our job to try and be as inspired as she was and to be as moved and do as much as she was.
Yeah, doing. So with that in mind, what strikes you about Mother Teresa?
I think, I don't know if it was a third point, I think, that sort of started getting at what I was reflecting on, which is we're not, maybe some of us are called to Calcutta. Oh. Maybe some of us are in the streets, feeding people, taking care of people. But what we all have to acknowledge is that all of us do have a mission field.
Yes.
And we have to be so active in that. It's not like, oh, it's so good that Mother Teresa was called to that. But since I'm not called to that, I don't have to do anything religious. I don't have to do anything for God and for his kingdom. But we all have our skills, our responsibilities, our people, our work to accomplish in this world.
Or I could ask it this way, for everyone out there, has a missionary of charity ever come to your home?
You know, if they have, I haven't noticed because I don't answer my door. Most... So they're probably just waiting outside every day.
We only answer the door for Amazon.
Well, I just... Now, I've seen too many 80s slashers to open my door for anyone that I don't expect. But why do you ask if...
Well, the missionaries of charity aren't coming to your house.
Yeah.
So who is?
That's well said. Well done. Yeah. Yeah. Or I think we're blessed to have... I feel like we, in a sense, had our mission served up to us on a silver platter. We have this beautiful, brilliant podcast, and we... have people that we're serving through it, but just because someone's not on the podcast doesn't mean they don't have a million ways to serve others in this exact sense.
Well, even especially you and I, we do this, but what's our first mission field? It's our immediate and extended family.
Mm-hmm. And moreover, this meditation makes me reflect on, yes, the podcast is a very, very good thing, but how can I expand my mission field and really utilize all the aspects of it and the rest of my life? Mission should just take up a bigger part of my life than it does right now, honestly.
Well, I totally agree. What do you think prevents people from trying to help their family and friends grow closer to Jesus?
I'm going to be honest. My first thing was just that until I really felt like I had my feet underneath me, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even handle myself. I can't help you guys right now.
How did you get your feet underneath you?
To a degree, I kind of let myself be a little bored, as in, oh, I'm just going to work every day. I'm not doing much else. I was just working. And then once we got a really stable work schedule and I had a stable balance in my life, that I wasn't doing too much all the time, suddenly I was like, oh, now I know where my gaps are, where I can comfortably fill them and still have time to unwind. And now I'm getting to a place where I want to invest in a rosary group and formation among my friends and doing more. Honestly, we need to get more people doing charity work. There's always so many opportunities at your church that say, hey, we're having the food drive, we're doing these things, volunteering with, what are they called? They're like Meals on Wheels, but a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uplift. Those opportunities are easier to approach once you're like, I have my schedule, I have my rule of life, I'm not overloading it. And then you can sprinkle those things in.
So what you're saying is that probably one of the things that keeps us from fulfilling our God-given mission,
mm-hmm.
is that we're overcommitted with stuff that isn't
exactly
our God-given mission.
Mm-hmm. You gotta simplify.
This is a really good point. And then you made a second point that the way that you simplify is by having a rule of life, a recipe of life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at, what are all the things in my life? Are all those ingredients supposed to be there?
Yeah.
Is that what God really wants?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a lot of junk?
Yeah.
Then we get rid of the junk. Then we put in the ingredients that we know God wants,
mm-hmm.
which one of those ingredients is helping our family and friends to... Mm-hmm. relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
Then suddenly that obstacle, that excuse
mm-hmm.
is taken away, is removed.
Yeah.
This is a really good point, that being overcommitted is one of the things
Absolutely.
That prevents us.
Because then when you're overcommitted, you're not actually committed to anything. When you're overcommitted to you show up to that coffee that you squeezed in between work and another obligation and three other things, and you're not really at that coffee. You're just, hey, I'm here for like 5 minutes. Tell me what you're doing in your life. I'm going to move on real fast. I got to get out of here. There's this on the run feeling, and I don't think God made us to be on the run.
No. Yeah, you've made an excellent point. I wasn't thinking about this, but it is true. Overcommitment is killing our ability, desire, energy, everything to help our family and friends grow closer to Jesus.
I hate to say it, but as I'm reflecting on it, I think the friends that I've like more recently struggled to consistently connect with, I don't mean connect with as in meet up with, but resonate with, are the ones where I feel like you're so busy, you're not here. And I've been that person too.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize that. I always feel like, I feel like every time we're hanging out, it's a catch up, no matter how frequently we hang out. And that's not the same. We need to slow down so it's not, everything isn't just catching up and running and from one thing to the next. Those things are not important. They're not.
Well, that's going to take a pretty fearless and honest evaluation of our life and a willingness to get rid of the stuff that's probably killing us anyway.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do.
But that's the first step to mission.
That's the first step to mission. Well said.
You can't go on mission if you are the mission. If you could really use a mission.
That's so well said. Well, thanks for the insight.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.